You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. The FDA is expected to tighten vaccine guidelines, a vaccine from Johnson & Johnson enters Phase 3 trials, and COVID patients and researchers turn to support groups. Here's what you should know. The FDA is expected to release new guidelines for emergency use authorization of a coronavirus vaccine as soon as this week. A recent survey found that 50% of Americans said they would get the vaccine today, compared to 72% in May. This move by the FDA is intended to assuage concerns about the safety and efficacy of a rapidly approved vaccine. The new guidelines will also make it difficult for a vaccine to be approved before Election Day. Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine entered Phase 3 trials on Monday. It will be the largest of its kind in the U.S., with plans to enroll 60,000 participants. Unlike its competitors, this vaccine doesn't need to be stored at sub-zero temperatures and may only require one dose. If it works, this could make it easier to inoculate large numbers of people very quickly. Finally, over the last 6 months, hundreds of thousands of people who have tested positive for coronavirus have congregated in Reddit threads, Facebook groups, and other online spaces where they post about their experiences with the disease and offer support. While there are still trolls and misinformation, these groups have largely been a positive space for people seeking solace and advice. They've also been a vital source of data for medical researchers. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Google, Amazon, Apple, Tesla. These are only a few top companies counting Quantic MBA students and graduates among their workforce. Quantic's award-winning interactive learning platform equips high-potential leaders with the confidence and top-tier global network they need to make an impact. With a highly selective admissions model, Quantic is training the next generation of C-suite leaders and entrepreneurs with future-forward skill sets to accelerate their careers. It's time for the modern MBA that matches your ambition at an affordable tuition. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more.